A Laredo Mongol, suspect in South Africa students murder killed in police shootout, date modified colon 2025-0530T10:47:55.171Z, description colon the main suspect in the murder of A Laredo Mongol was found by police on Friday morning, suspect in South African students murder killed in police shootout, just now, save, Way Daily Chibalushi BBC News, save, South Africa Police / X, A Laredo Mongol's murder has sparked public outrage and calls for justice. A suspect wanted for the murder of a South African university student has been killed in a shootout with police. The man had been linked to the death of A Laredo Mongol, whose body was found in Johannesburg on Sunday, about 2 hours after she was reported missing having gone on a date. In the early hours of Friday morning, police officers found the main suspect hiding at a residential complex in the coastal town of Amanzimtoti, police spokesperson Athlenda Maith said. The suspect, who has not been named by the police, shot at the officers, who returned fire and killed him, Brigadier Maith added. Regional Police Commissioner Nlanlam Kwanazi said that at the time of the suspect's death, he had 28 ID cards and a dozen mobile phones in his possession. Ms. Mongol's death has sparked a fierce debate about the levels of violence faced by women in South Africa. The country has one of the highest rates of femicide and gender-based violence in the world. In an impassioned statement, Police Minister Senzo Mhunu called Ms. Mongol's killing inhumane and gruesome, adding, "To all men, this is a plea, simple, urgent, and human, please, stop killing women." While continuing the search for two other men allegedly linked to the murder, the police took the parents of the deceased suspect into custody. The suspect's mother is accused of enabling him to evade arrest by tipping him off about the police's presence at her house. The police also said the suspect's father is the owner of a VW Polo allegedly used in Ms. Mongol's murder. The vehicle, which has been seized by the police, had traces of blood inside it, Brig Maith said. The suspect's parents were questioned in custody but have now been released, said Commissioner Mkwanazi, South Africa Police Service. The shootout took place in a residential area in the early hours of the morning. Earlier this week, the police named the three suspects linked to the killing as Fezal Ngubane, Falangenkosi Sibongoka Makanya, and Bongani Mthimkolu. Two of them, Mr. Makanya and Mr. Mthimkolu, were last month arrested for kidnapping and robbing a woman in KwaZulu-Natal, using the same VW Polo involved in Ms. Mongol's murder, police said. Both men had been freed on bail. As part of their investigation into the killing, the police have identified a criminal gang or syndicate who have been targeting women in malls for kidnapping and robbery, said police spokesperson Maith. They propose them, request to take them out on a date. When they agree, that is when they plan to rob them, she added. When Ms. Mongol was last seen on Sunday, she was on a date with a man she had met a few days earlier at a shopping center. CCTV footage showed her leaving a location in Q, Johannesburg, and walking towards a white VW Polo with fake license plates. The 30-year-old's friends said she was invited for a date by a man only identified as John, who she had met in Johannesburg, where she was studying for a postgraduate degree at Witwatersrand University. She texted one of her friends shortly before leaving home, saying that she was excited and getting ready for her date. But police later found her body in an open field, sparking public outrage and calls for justice. Family spokesperson Criselda Kananda said Ms. Mongol's body was brutally violated. A candlelight vigil was held on Wednesday evening in Lombardy West, at the site where her body was found. Family and friends have described her as an outspoken, bubbly woman who lived with purpose and love, local media reported. You may also be interested in, Chris Brown concert shines spotlight on violence against women in South Africa. Sexual violence in South Africa, I was raped, now I fear for my daughter's tears and heartbreak over tragic story of South African girl sold by her mother, Getty Images / BBC. Go to bbcafrica.com for more news from the African continent. Follow us on Twitter at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica. BBC Africa Podcasts, Focus on Africa, South Africa, Africa.